Hello and welcome to HR and Flow's weekly podcast. This week we'll be catching up with Jan Spicer, the CEO of Neuralink Europe. So could you quickly tell us a little bit about Neuralink and the neuroscience behind it?
Yeah, well, it's a rapidly changing world and the challenge for people today is to work faster and smarter rather than harder and longer, which is why this era is labelled the millennium of the mind and the century of the brain. Neuralink focuses on brain-based learning and development. So using neuroscience, Dr. Andre Vermeulen has developed a unique brain profile assessment and brain-based learning solutions that actually assist people to develop their full potential, tells them what happens to their brain in times of stress, change, trauma, and how they become more resilient.
So it's all about learning to measure how you cope with certain events in your life and therefore being able to understand how to make the best of those situations and to work effectively when you're being affected by those things.
Yeah, it looks at how the brain learns, thinks and functions, and it provides evidence and solutions about how cognitive functions of the brain can be developed and optimised. So yes, it does help you to deal with those situations, but it also looks at, you know, how you can develop your mind, how you can work more effectively, be less fatigued, and how you can also manage people better and be well within the workplace.
So this is something you don't necessarily have to use within the workplace. It's across your home and work life.
Yeah, it can be used in all walks of life and in all situations. So it helps people to become better people managers, make good decisions for longer each day, reduces stress, which as we know within the workplace and at different levels can affect people in different ways, provides evidence to focus performance improvement activity, it develops values-driven leadership. So again, which is very important because emotional intelligence is one of the top 10 most needed skills within any organisation. It improves workplace happiness, improves employee engagement, which is what a lot of people in HR in Flow is about. It helps managers and people to identify people's learning potential, and it also helps them to develop talent. And so yes, because part of it is actually, you know, you're going to be better at work if things are better at home as well, and if you can get that work-life balance, which I know is an old cliche but is very, very true, if you can be well within the workplace and at home, then that's going to make you feel a better person.
Well, that's kind of part of how HR and Flow functions, isn't it? That's how Neuralink fits with HR and Flow, because Neuralink is all about enhancing the flow overall, not just within your workplace.
Yeah, absolutely. That's absolutely right. And that is exactly where it does fit with HR and Flow. And that's why, you know, we can work hand in hand with what we do. It doesn't replace anything that's currently there. There's some great tools out there, but it's a different tool and it actually enhances the learning and the coaching process.
Okay, so could you tell us just a little bit about how it was developed?
Yeah, it was developed by a neuroscientist called Dr. Andre Vermeulen, who developed this nearly 30 years ago in South Africa. And what he wanted to do really was take his qualifications and use this within the workplace. And it was very much a case of saying, well, you know, you can't improve on what you can't measure. So he developed the Neuralink brain profiling tool with the University of Pretoria. And it's actually based on his neuroscience research, but it includes information and research from anatomy, biochemistry, genetics, immunology, physiology, neurology, technology, physiology, anthropology, medicine, and human resources development. But what it's basically done is it said, well, let's take a very complex subject, but let's make it really simple for people to understand, and let's help them to understand what happens to their brain, why they react the way they do, how they deal with situations, and what they can do to become more resilient within the workplace, deal with the challenges, optimize their performance, and really understand that everybody has their own unique neurological design and how they can use that to become the best they want to be.
Thank you, Jan. That was really very insightful. We actually have Kirsty with us here today, and she recently completed one of Neuralink's brain profiles. Kirsty, how did you find the profile?
I found it really interesting. There was a lot of things that I kind of thought I knew how I worked, but that's not actually the case. And I learned which side of the brain I work best on. And although we use all of it, Jan mentioned it, it's always a stronger one followed by the weaker half. And there's certain parts that you can't change. It's set with you for life. And I thought it was very interesting.
It was really good talking about the dominances of the brain and the lateral dominances and how you use it. And it was great talking through the examples of when we discussed what happens to you when you actually go through times of stress and how you reacted to that. And then we could link it back to where this is what happens to the least dominant hemisphere in your brain. So this is the impact it will have and how you can deal with that moving forward.
Thank you very much, Kirsty. Thank you, Jan. It's given us a lot to think about here. There was a little bit of jargon in what Jan last said there, but if you'd like to understand a bit more and to possibly win a free brain profile and debrief, please follow at Neuralink Europe on Twitter for a chance to win one of these, or drop us an email to find out more information at info@neuro-linkeurope.com. Next week, we'll be speaking with Neville on strategy and how you can optimize your organization's potential. Have a good week.